Welcome back. Season 3, episode 20. Fall up date. When fall start coming in, what you think about?
Football.
Roll Tide. All right. So, we both Roll Tide fans. I know I usually do this with another competitor, but for whatever reason, I wanted to do it with my favorite today because yes, we got a big game coming up this weekend. Definitely we're ready. And I know there's some Georgia people out there, some Georgia drivers out there, and we definitely appreciate what you do.
Yes.
I know we rag you guys all the time, but yes. I pray for a good game for you guys as well. But unfortunately, it's probably going to not be the outcome that you guys have been wanting forever. For whatever reason, you can't beat us.
Hey, we understand that it's a tie thing. It is a tie.
There you go.
Yes.
Roll Tide. One more time.
Roll Tide.
Now, let's kick this podcast off right, everybody.
Yes, sir.
And just before we talk about a couple other things, and I let Jeff get into what we got going on with this weather and some safety updates, just give guys a heads up on some things that we'll be doing podcasts on over the next couple months, things that we're near and dear to, breast cancer awareness. We'll be doing. We always bring awareness to that holiday, to the month, because I think it's very important to kind of talk about that, talk about things like that. Because when you're as big of a family as we are, we know some of that stuff touches some of our drivers and maybe some of their family. So we like to, show awareness and show guys that, we really do care about you and your well-being and your loved ones as well, because they're our family as well. And another month that'll be coming up, and that'll be in November, is Veterans Day. Yes. We have a lot of veteran drivers. We like hiring veterans. Those are great military guys that actually did what they were supposed to do for the country. Those guys come very disciplined. Those guys typically do everything that we ask them to do, and they do a great job of it, and they just kind of detailed work.
We
definitely appreciate veterans.
Yes.
If there are any veterans out there that's looking for a transportation specialist to take care of them, then make sure you come to board, brothers. We definitely welcome you guys, and we want as many as we can get. The old guys are amazing.
Yes.
And definitely, we want to thank you guys for what you do for the country.
Yes.
That's another day that we're near and dear to, because the old guys is just, that's a sacrifice.
It is.
For me and you, Skyler as well, just the peace of mind. I don't really do too much worrying when I go to bed at night, because I sometimes there's a bigger picture, and we don't understand that sometimes. So that's why I think, that's why I know we always do a podcast, and then we just kind of do things to, the right way to represent that month and what it means and what it stands for. Just to let Mr. Nathan get a couple things out about his experience dealing with veterans on the safety side, you want to say anything?
Discipline is a very big, big thing when it comes to putting into the work. Discipline is the top notch in military. So that means when you leave the military or whatever it is, the adventure that you go to, you have that discipline. That means I'm going to make sure that everything I do is correct, safe, and it's to the point. That's a good thing to know when you know that, hey, I did it right the first time. I don't have to do it 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. I did it right the first time. That's called discipline. That's changing the perception and having a good behaviors.
Yep. Well, since you have the floor, Mr. Nathan, I know there's a lot of things going on in the world. Well, I know there's some things whenever people watch this podcast that will still be going on that you might want to give everybody an update on the safety side. Since you have the floor, talk to them about what's going on, and then what kind of awareness guys should have, should be focused on going forward.
Well, right now, we're into the hurricane season, so that right now we got one that's coming on. One of the biggest keys is being safe and making sure that your load is tarped. If the load says tarp it. And if you feel that the roads are unsafe where you're at, call somebody here and let us know so we can help you make the decision of what you need to do mm-hmm. on your next move. We don't want you to put yourself in harm's way. We do not want no one in harm's way. We want you to be safe. Now, let's talk about the winter weather. In a few months, it's going to be the winter time. Mm-hmm. Winter time comes with a whole lot of slips and falls. This is now where you got to be sure that you got everything you need. Pack your truck when you leave this time before the summer ends. Change out your summer clothes, put in your winter clothes. Make sure you got all the winter things that you need, because it's going to get cold and there the roads are going to get bad. Icy roads going to come. But if you're not adjusted to it and you haven't been adjusted to it, ask questions. We're here in the safety department. We can answer those questions for you. But we'll also be getting out a whole lot of things out there for you to read up on yep. that will help you as well. We'll be doing podcasts. We'll be sending videos. We'll do a whole lot of things to bring you up to speed on if this is your first time out there in the winter weather. We're going to do what we can to make sure that you are safe and the other cars around you are safe.
Yep, and I know majority of the guys know this already, and I'm glad that you mentioned this, Jeff. But guys, we hire a lot of guys from the South. And typically around this time of the year, it could still be between 80 and 90 degrees. And then all of a sudden, we put you on a load going up north. It's freezing. It's like 30 degrees. And then when you go from 80 to 30, it's a big difference. And now you up here without a jacket or anything, you know. And sometimes, you know, guys, what else comes with the next couple months? Yes, snow.
Sir. Snow. So you got to make sure that when you leave home the next time now, you can be in short pants and a short sleeve, go up north. Look, it's freezing cold. So make yep. sure you got the right clothing. Make sure you got everything you need in the truck. Stock the truck when you get home.
Yep. So definitely. Thank you, Jeff, man. Thank you for that update. Just thank everybody for watching this podcast. We just kind of wanted to come on and do a fall update. Talk about a little football. Thank the drivers for Driver Appreciation yes, Week, man. That was an amazing yes. week for us.
It was
a big thing. So we wanted to thank you guys for that. Bring some awareness to you guys about the storm that's brewing. Just make sure we're making good, solid, safe decisions. If it don't look to be safe, then get somebody in the boat like Jeff advised you guys to do. And the winter weather that's coming, we'll get more details about some of that stuff, just some of the things that you need to be cautioned because of, because like I said, we have a lot of guys that onboarded from the South that may have never experienced world conditions or winter conditions like that happens over the country.
Yeah, so, and if you're accustomed to just listen to your soft, smooth music, kind of change up and go to the weather station. Turn that to that weather station and listen to or get it. Look at the news the night before where you're going and make sure you prepare to what's going on in that area where you're going.
Awesome. All right, guys. So anybody that's want to see this episode, you can catch us on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, any other social media site that's out there. And to any driver that's looking for a flatbed career versus a flatbed job, go boy.